Hey there. This is your day and my day to shine. And that image, radiant goodness, aliveness, runs all through Scripture. Paul tells the children in Ephesus, I think it's chapter 5, to walk as children of the light. But now, we don't make the light ourselves. It comes from someplace else. There's a movie, I think it's the most popular movie out right now, called The Fantastic Four. And ordinary human beings who, from the heavens, from their experience, their interactions with the heavens, they receive superpowers far beyond their normal human fleshly mortal abilities to work for what is good and justice and compassion. And I want to use them, if you remember The Fantastic Four, today, because Paul actually talks about four superpowers that you and I have to live in, have to receive from the heavenlies beyond ourselves. And then something extraordinary can happen through us with other people. And this is really true. This can really happen. Before that, I want to read for you a few words from Dallas Willard. This is not the Bible. I've got Dallas's words in here. In a talk that he gave on practicing the presence, he makes these remarks. You remember that Adam and Eve sinned, but before they did, they were naked, but they didn't know they were naked. And then he would ask, why do you suppose they didn't know it? You know, when you look at a light bulb, when it's turned on, you can't see the bulb, can you? Why can't you? It's glowing. Light is coming through it. You know what the first three letters of glory spell? Glow. We are people of glory. And then he would literally sometimes write it out this way. People used to laugh when Dallas would do this. I don't particularly know why. I don't claim that this is funny. But he would say old preachers in our country, he grew up in rural Missouri back in the day, used to say that word, glory. Do you ever hear that? Glory. And there is a strange wisdom in that, he would say. Now, we are to have a presence on us that is like that. Remember Jesus. He'd be deeply moved as he would think about this on the Mount of Transfiguration when he prayed. What happened to him? He began to glow. His clothing and his face became whiter than lightning. Now you see, we think of that as abnormal, but that's meant to be normal. There is to be a present on us that comes from our being in the presence of God, and that even flows out to others. A presence on us that comes from being in the presence that flows out to other people. And now that's what the Apostle Paul writes about when he's writing to the Church of Philippi. And interestingly enough, Dallas gives a few passages that he says are particularly choice when it comes to understanding what the transformed life, life with God, glory, looks like. And Philippians chapter 2 here is one of them. Paul says, therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, that's number one, encouragement from being united with Christ. Number two, if any comfort from his love. Number three, if any common sharing, koinonia, fellowship with the Spirit. Number four, if any tenderness and compassion. Those are the four gifts, radiances, that we are to receive. Now he says if, but it could also be translated since you have. It's not questionable. He goes on, then make my joy complete. This is our invitation to glory today by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. You know, the Fantastic Four, when they're operating at their best, they're not jealous of one another's abilities. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interests of others. So I go back to that first verse. These are the four superpowers that we are to receive, that you can live in, If there is any encouragement from being united with Christ, and think about encouragement, Fantastic Four, there's Mr. Fantastic who can stretch. He can be anywhere. He can keep going and going and going no matter what happens. And there's a old poem, If, interestingly enough, If by Rudyard Kipling. Part of it says, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinews to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will that says to them, hold on, hold on, hold on. But now we have more than just the will to say, hold on. This is not stoicism. We have encouragement from being united with Christ. So it is Jesus. Anytime you have that thought where you think, I'm ready to quit, I'm ready to give it up, I'm ready to hang it up, and you hear a little something that says, no, keep going, don't stop now. Keep enduring in the work, or as a friend, or as a parent, or in your marriage, or in your generosity. That's the encouragement of Christ. So you keep stretching. And then there's the invisible woman, if you know the Fantastic Four. Paul goes on, if you have any comfort in his love. And here, of course, it's not my life, but it's my sin, my stain, my shame that becomes cleansed, becomes washed away, becomes something that I no longer have to worry about. You know, how do I look? I have reached that age where quite often I will stain myself and not notice it. And the irony is that we'll be quite concerned about that with our clothes, but much less so with our souls, which are visible to God. But God looks at us through the love of Christ. And though your sins be as scarlet, I will wash them whiter than snow. The prophet Isaiah chapter 1. And then, if any common sharing of the Spirit. And if you know the Fantastic Four, you know about the Human Torch, who is able to come on fire. And of course, fire is the great image of the Spirit in Scripture, and particularly on the day of Pentecost. They're all gathered together, and then they're not doing this from the place of the heavens, from beyond themselves. Tongues of fire descend upon them like doves, and they're able to do things that were not in their capacity. And that fellowship of the Spirit. And so I went to our little church this week, and there's a woman who's 90 years old. She has to be wheeled in on a wheelchair and then placed into her seat and then put back into her wheelchair at the end of it. And then in our little fellowship time, our little koinonia time, we're sitting at her table and she radiates joy. She's got a feistiness of spirit. That's the presence of the Spirit. Anytime you see something or somebody or hear a word that inspires you, that is the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. That doesn't just come by accident or coincidence. And then any tenderness or compassion. And ironically, it turns out that the forces of tenderness and compassion are simply the strongest forces in the universe, stronger by far than the physical forces that we think about through the laws of physics. The old language here, Paul talks about bowels of mercy or bowels and mercies. And instead of irritable bowel syndrome, we're to have compassion, compassionate bowel syndrome, compassion in the deepest places. And there is a strength in that. When we were at Angola prison a few months ago, one of the comments that got made to us is when somebody is sent to that place and there is no parole and they're there month after month and year after year, for the first year or two, lots of folks, family or friends, might visit them there. But then after a few years, eventually the day comes when only one person comes, and that's mom. And it was so poignant. And now the one person in all this universe who is strongest to keep loving me, who will keep coming and keep coming and keep coming into that little prison of sin and inadequacy and guilt and failure and whatever it is that I lock myself up in, that's my Heavenly Father. Though a mother might forget her child, the prophet says, God says, yet I will not forgive you. So there is a present on us that comes from being in this presence that brings to us the encouragement, hold on, from our Heavenly Father, and that removes our sins, or it's like invisible as He looks at us, and that brings us the fire of His Spirit and brings us the strength of compassion. Paul says, now, if that's the case, then here's what I want you to do. Having received those presents from being in the presence, you allow that to flow. I want glory out of you today. The Fantastic Four will not be fantastic, see, unless they're bound up together in unity. So Paul says, make my joy complete. This is you today. By being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Other people do things better than you. Whatever your gifts, whatever your activities are, for me, speak right, whatever better. Learn how to rejoice in that. Embrace it. Luxuriate in it. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of ours. Then we become the Fantastic Four, and then we move on to the one in whose presence we always live. We'll come up on that one soon. But just to take it with you, the word for today is glory. To allow what began to happen in Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration to actually happen, beginning in my mind. This is your day to shine.
Hi, I'm Tim. Thanks for joining us at Become New. We send out 10-minute teachings every weekday to help you grow spiritually one day at a time, because transformation from the inside out takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. And so sometimes we need a little help every day to get our minds right, to get our minds fixed on the right thing, and to have some practical opportunities that we can put into practice in our lives to help us grow as people. So that's what we do at Become New. I hope that when you watch these videos, you're listening to John, but you're also listening for that still small voice of the Holy Spirit inviting you into following Him just a little bit more that day. I'm curious what God maybe was speaking to you today through the teaching. For me, a couple things came to mind. One is this ancient proverb that maybe you know, that it's always darkest right before the dawn. That's what I was thinking. When there's been times in my life, and there have been times when things have gotten really hard at my job or in my marriage or whatever situation I was in, where I really wanted to give up, and I'm so glad that I didn't, that I held on just a little bit longer, that I pressed into God, to seeking Him and to community to come around me and help me. And so I hope that today, whatever you're facing, as John said, that you don't give up. Change takes time, and so keep at it. And you're not alone. We want you to know that there's a group of us that meet every weekday to pray for people just like yourself. So if you have a prayer request, we would love to spend real minutes praying out loud for you. You can text us your request at 855-888-0444. Thanks for joining. Already looking forward to next time.